The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Happy Friday. It's a big, big day in Washington and for the United States of America and all the protests about Judge Kavanaugh. I don't know what they're protesting. It has nothing to do with assault of women. It has nothing to do with that at all. Because that was, and like Dr. Keith, how upsetting is that, that the Democrats stooped to that level to use Dr. Ford? Now, here's a woman with, clearly, you heard a professional psychiatrist say, and one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business, in Dr. Keith Ablo, say she looked askew, something was wrong with her, with Dr. Ford. And it was so sad that that Dianne Feinstein, you know what, if Feinstein gets in there, right, and she's a senator, you know, all women, even fathers of daughters go, well, see, there's a woman who's the United States senator. And that, I always, like, when I work with Maria Bartiromo, the great Maria Bartiromo, she has mornings with Maria, or when I would host with her the Columbus Day Parade, and unfortunately, she's not going to be there, she's working throughout, oh my God, her schedule is crazier even than mine, you know. But I would say to my daughter, see, Maria Bartiromo from Brooklyn, New York, an Italian-American gal. You're an Italian-American. You could accomplish what Maria has. I like that. Role models. Role models. And you look at a United States senator. How does a role model, quote-unquote, like Dianne Feinstein, throw another woman under the bus like she did, to the degree that she did? You know, and I think, and I, as we layer this back, I think they went and found Dr. Ford and coached her into it. Now I'm starting to think, inexcusable. So now everybody's going to protest. Could someone call me and explain what they're protesting? Because I have no idea. I don't know what. And I listen, and I know we disagree vehemently with folks on the left, like Senator Booker. I've known Cory so many years, and I just have an affinity for Cory Booker. I have to respect him as a human being. But Governor Cuomo, too. I'm confused. Could someone explain to me what they stand for? What is the progressive left agenda? I'm totally confused. Congestion pricing? Is that what it is? I have no idea. There's nothing like the old days, man. The old days when JFK would go in there, and when I would see John Kennedy as a kid, handsome John Kennedy, talk about helping out the less fortunate, and Bobby Kennedy, you know, rest their souls. But Bob, and I know the Kennedys had their problems, you know, but really, they reached out to the less fortunate, because they were like born into trust fund money, man. You know, Joe Kennedy, all right, he bootlegged liquor, but still, it was trust fund money. But the Kennedys reached out to the less fortunate. For the black Americans, and they should have voting rights and civil rights, and LBJ even carried that on. I'm going, yeah, man, that's what the Democrats are about. And when my people came from Italy, working class people, the Democrats will watch your back. They'll watch your back. They'll cover the union. It's none of that now. What could someone explain to me what the party is for? I feel it's like this anti-American and, yes, anti-American political party set to take down the country. Why? For power. For power. The tenets of socialism. If you put yourself in power, You enable everybody. You give everything for free. And you have yourself in power. You have your driver. You have your person that goes up to you. Senator, I'm sorry, you have to leave in 5 minutes. That person, whoever that, we all want a person like that in our life. And the senator, we pay for that person, for the senators. You know, the health care, the gym that Congress has. I want that gym. We pay for it all. We pay for the FBI investigation, the fiasco that the Democrats went after. And then that the president had to say, all right, go ahead. You got a week. See what show you got. Now it's not good enough. We're paying for the Russia collusion delusion. What is that? What is that? Like I said to Mayor Giuliani yesterday on the air, what if Robert Mueller is a half a man, and we know he served his country well in many, many aspects. But and people, and when you talk to somebody in the law enforcement arena, they have respect for Mueller. But you and I have, what is this guy doing? Stand up. I got nothing. I got nothing. What are you going to do? I did nothing. We took down so many innocent Americans. We ruined the lives of General Flynn. Yeah, Manafort did some bad things because we got him in solitary confinement. Michael Cohen, he's going to flip to what? What is this? I don't. Could someone just explain to me what the Democrats stand for? Because I don't know anymore. I don't know. And they're progressive socialists. And how in these midterms, anyone walks into a voting booth and pulls a lever or pushes a button for any Democrat is beyond me. And you know, I'm like a libertarian independent, really. I think both parties have their problems. But I don't know how you can vote for progressive socialists. I'm just saying, inexcusable. I'm going to go to the guys in a second because I want to hear Frankie's take on what senators have to go and how Flake will, which way Flake will go. Such an appropriate name for that gentleman. Just saying. 7-Eleven, baby. That's five boroughs number. So this must be my birth certificate because I lost my passport in my travels. Canceled my passport. Joey, my big son, God bless him, takes care of his father, got me a new passport. And they have little like driver license passport size. You can't use them to go to another country, but you can use them for identification in the United States. So now I'm looking at my paper. This is it. Look at this must be my birth certificate that we needed. 10 Copper Place in Belleville, where we live. The house is still there. My father bought that on the GI Bill for like $8,000. You imagine buying a house for $8,000? He did that, man, back in, back in the 50s. Passaic General, where I was born. Joseph Pasquale Piscopo, you know, color of race, white, okay. Joseph Pasquale Piscopo, because really his name was Pasquale Giuseppe, is what he was born with. And then mother, look, 5:50 in the morning, boom, that's what I wanted to see. Because I'll meet a gal, and she'll say, oh, so what time were you born? I have no idea what this means, but you play the game, right? What time were you born? I had no idea. Now 5:50, because apparently you could tell in astrological signs, you have to know what time you're born, and that will tell you what kind of person you are. Is that right? So you know how old my mother was? Frankie, how old do you think my mother was when
23.
I was born? Very good. 26 years old, man. God bless her. 26 years old when I was born. And my father was 35. All right, Dad. Come on. See?
Hereditary.
You wonder why? That's only 9 year difference. That's not too bad, right? Back in the day. Isn't that so funny? In Passaic General and brought up in Belleville, New Jersey, baby, way back when. Hey, Piscopo, Frankie Five Boroughs. So your take and your prediction, where does Flake go? I don't know why I think Flake's going to vote no, just because he likes the attention and he can't stand the president. But Manchin has to vote yes if he wants to have any hope for a re-election. Joe Manchin, who is a very decent man, by the way. I've had the opportunity to chat with Joe at length, and I like Joe Manchin, but I think he's going to vote yes. But where does Collins and Murkowski go, Frankie? Your opinion, your professional Murano opinion.
You no idea. You know, I don't really like to make predictions about stuff that I have no control over, so I'm going to avoid making
unless you're gambling. Unless you're gambling.
Exactly, and it gets me into trouble. So let me tell you, but even then, you feel like even though you can't control how the dice roll, you could at least get to throw the dice, right? If I got to throw Joe Manchin, I'd feel better about predicting how he was going to vote. But so let me tell you where we are at this point. So yesterday, the North Dakota Democrat Heidi Heitkamp came out and said she's voting no on Kavanaugh. So that means all eyes are now on Joe Manchin, Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and Lisa McCollins, Lisa Murkowski, the Fighting Four. Yeah. We don't know where those four are going, but they will determine where Kavanaugh ends up, right? And we'll know, we'll have a pretty good idea beginning this morning at 10:30. But the official vote, up or down on Kavanaugh, is probably not going to be till tomorrow. Now, this could actually go until Sunday because the Republicans have a situation with Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who is he's for Kavanaugh. He's always been for Kavanaugh. But his daughter is getting married on Saturday. And he said that he's going to his daughter's wedding to walk her down the aisle no matter what votes are taking place. He doesn't care. He's going to his daughter's wedding. So if they need his vote, then they're going to delay the vote until Sunday.
Oh, funny, because I heard that he called Kavanaugh, said, I am going to vote for you.
Right, right. But he said he's not missing his daughter's wedding.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, yeah, can't blame the guy.
So
yeah, okay,
he, okay. If they need him, then they'll vote on Sunday. If they have 51 votes without him, then they're going to go forward on Saturday. Now, if they lose Manchin, if they lose Collins and Murkowski, and then it's only 50, even with Daines, then you have Mike Pence in a position to break the tie. The only way Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed at this point is if they lose, I think, three of those four, Manchin, Collins, Flake, or Murkowski. If they lose three of the four, then I don't believe he'll be confirmed. But we'll see. There'll be a lot of horse trading. Now, in terms of where we are, you mentioned all the arrests that took place yesterday. Although, and you have to appreciate the irony in some of the people that were arrested yesterday. The woman that was topless in the Robin Thicke video, You Know You Want It, which is essentially about date rape, she was out there protesting in Washington yesterday about Brett Kavanaugh being an abuser of women. I mean, you talk about irony. I was bewildered by that. That being said, the Washington Post came out yesterday. Shockingly, their editorial page said that we should vote no on Kavanaugh and the Senate should vote no on Kavanaugh. That's the first Supreme Court nominee since Robert Bork that they've urged a no vote on. And somewhat surprisingly, retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, he said yesterday that after Kavanaugh's emotional hearing the other day, he doesn't believe he has the temperament for the Supreme Court. And the left and the right, in response to John Paul Stevens, basically shrugged their shoulders and said, who cares? So that's where we are.
Speaking of which, there's a Clinton play coming to Broadway, Frank.
I saw that with John Lithgow, right?
Well, who's brilliant. One of the truly terrific great actors. Yeah. But the Clintons, after all that he's been through, after all that they're trying to tell us on the left.
Was John Lithgow in Wise Guys? He was, right?
No. No? Very good. You might be thinking of Harvey Keitel. You mean Harvey Keitel. It was Harvey Keitel.
Right. No, I know he was in that. I didn't know if Lithgow was in that.
No, I would have remembered John. I know John. I've seen him around. But what a great, brilliant actor, you know? You think that they would say, well, wait a minute, here's a guy who really abused women. Why are we doing a play about him on Broadway? I'm just saying, am I wrong in assuming, that take?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, they are popular here in New York, and I don't know enough about the details of this play, if it's going to be a laudatory play or if it's going to be a more balanced view. So, I mean, Bill Clinton especially is an incredibly engaging literary figure. I mean, he's much like Donald Trump, and I think that's part of the reason why they've always been friends and gotten along so well, is they're really very, very charismatic, very charming individuals. I mean, even, you know, it's shocking the number of people that disagree with Bill Clinton's politics that are just completely charmed by him. I mean, if you ever listen to Peter King or Vito Fisella tell stories about spending time with him on Air Force One, I mean, the guy is just a captivating individual. Even Chris Ruddy, the head of Newsmax, who spent years trying to take the Clintons down and doing reports on the Whitewater investigations, he now spends holidays with Bill Clinton, right? And he's someone that is Bill Clinton's polar opposite. So, I don't know very much about how this play is going to portray them. I think there's definitely an appetite for, anything having, much like Donald Trump, anything Clinton related.
The play will focus on one night where Hillary Clinton is struggling in Iowa against a charismatic opponent and asks her husband for help. So, and Laurie Metcalf, another brilliant Broadway talent, is going to be in it. So it should be interesting. You know, I I did not see that. I would hear those stories through my folks and my friends in Philadelphia, my liberal Democratic friends in Philadelphia, Ed Rendell and those. And I would hear that about Clinton. Never saw it. I met him once, shook hands, met him a couple times. I missed the whole thing. I missed all that. I missed that you know, magnetic personality. Hillary was great when I met her. I know now I don't mean to tick you off as you listen to this, but Hillary was engaging and smart and bright and very, very friendly. But never saw that from Bill. But it's time. Is it not time to move on? 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, before we go to break, and we're going to go to a Gary Goldberg coming up in about 20 minutes, and we'll take your phone calls at 877-970-2999. Frankie, when we come back, we have got to tackle this congestion pricing situation in New York. I don't know why they can't raise the money. They can't find the money. The taxes are through the roof. People can't afford to live in the great city of New York. Yet now congestion pricing. So electronically, for those of us where it costs a fortune to come into the tunnel and the bridges, it costs a fortune. Mass transit doesn't work anyway. So we drive, and then we go. If we have to go all around town like I've been doing, I'm going to get banged on this every which way. Congestion pricing. Why can't they just come up with a revenue stream? People are leaving in droves from New York and New Jersey. I have not heard a politician talk about a specific, here's a company coming in. Man, even Cory Booker bought Panasonic to Newark. You know, and can someone talk about a revenue stream? Congestion pricing, forget about it. 877-970-2999, 721. Susie Cerrone is out there on the roads on this Friday,
yes.
October 5th. Susie, already, you believe that?
Yeah.
Into October, already.
I like it. It's still, you know, that heat is not going on till Halloween in my apartment.
Yeah.
So help me God. Hanging tough till Halloween.
Do you get a costume for Halloween, Susan? Do you dress up?
No, but I try to wear something festive, either like a pin or a necklace or something on my head.
Yeah, like orange, something orange.
Yeah.
Sure, that's it. I could go with that. Hey, Susie, how are we looking this early in the morning? 7:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, Joe, we still have issues with New Jersey transit trains. Delays up to 30 minutes into and out of New York Penn from yesterday's derailment. Apparently, no serious injuries with that one yesterday. By the way, no more cross-honoring, so keep that in mind. Inbound George, 40 for the upper, 30 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20. The Holland's 30 from either approach. Grand Central westbound from the Cross Island out to Kew Gardens. That alone is 30 minutes. Heavy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Slauson Avenue to across the Verrazano. Crash in Totowa, 80 west when at exit 55. You're backed up from exit 57. Accident in Newark, 280 east when at exit 13. You're backed up from exit 11. There's an accident on the Palisades Parkway southbound right before the state line. Just the right lane gets by. That's about a 10 to 15 minute delay. And the New York State Thruway southbound pretty slow from north of exit 13 right across the new Tappan Zee. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks skidded on Thursday. At one point, the Dow was down 356 points. It did close off the lows of the day. Strong economic news has pushed interest rates higher. Investors are concerned the Federal Reserve will have a series of interest rate increases. The Labor Department today releases the monthly jobs report for September. Economists believe approximately 180,000 new jobs were created and the unemployment rate dipped to 3.8%. LendingTree is buying QuoteWizard.com, an insurance comparison website. It's paying $370 million. Costco is investigating its accounting, though the warehouse chain says so far it hasn't identified any problems with its financial reporting. Costco says it's working to fix the problem. The Dow was down 200 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 145. S&P down 23. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, let's put politics aside for a moment. Take a breather. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the show is Bagels and Broadway, Saturdays at 9 a.m. This week, Broadway actress Jenna Gavigan talks about her new book for kids, Lulu the Broadway Mouse. Producer and performer Jamie DeRoy discusses her upcoming show at Birdland to benefit the Actors Fund. Plus, the latest theater news from Broadway.com, and a special shout-out to new sponsor, School of Visual Arts. Saturday at 9, Bagels and Broadway, with me, Valerie Smaldone. It's a date.
If you're suffering from a kind of pain that you don't think you can get rid of, maybe back pain, lower back, neck ache, whatever pain you may face, maybe it's because you're of a certain age, maybe because you work out a lot and you just push it too hard, you have a couple of options. I mean, you can go down the ibuprofen route and get all the negative side effects of ibuprofen. You could, heaven forbid, go into the prescription medication route, and you know how dangerous that can be. Or you can use Relief Factor. Physicians created Relief Factor. It's made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. It goes after the inflammation that causes the pain in the first place. It really works. 80% of people who take the three-week quick start for $19.95 buy it again. It's real simple. If you don't think Relief Factor is working for you after 3 weeks, just notify Relief Factor, and that's it. You're only out $19.95. But if it does work, well, imagine a life pain-free, like I get to experience because I take Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
All right, Mike, we will. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 97, The Answer. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:26, you know, it was so interesting when I ran out of New York last night. Tried just to get home, just to check on everything. And, I just slept for the few hours that I get to sleep. It was on a MyPillow mattress topper. Boom! And I thought of you. I really did. I said, well, I got to talk to you listening this morning, because when you put your body on that mattress topper, Mike Lindell, he makes like three layers of this mattress topper. It relieves pressure points by evenly distributing your body weight, right? And it's this ultra soft patented temperature regulating cover. It's spectacular how Mike comes up with this. And then Mike gives you these special deals for you listening to AM 970. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size pillows. 30% off MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size MyPillows when you call 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM 970 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM 970. You got to try this mattress topper. Spectacular. It comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it. It is made in the United States, and it is backed by Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard-size MyPillows when you call 800-651-0798. Or please remember MyPillow.com, and please remember the promo code AM 970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Day Tripper! Day Tripper! 7:28 with Joe Piscopo on the radio.
Got a good reason.
Who is this album? Is this the Beatles' Raw?
No, this is Jimi Hendrix.
I knew it!
On the BBC session scene.
You know what? Michael sends me a video. But who's singing with him?
Well, it's Jimmy and I guess his backup.
No. I don't think it was. He got together with some of the Spencer Davis group. I think Stevie Winwood. That might be Stevie Winwood with him. I'll tell you what. It's so funny you say that. I can't believe. I don't know. You are you listening to our conversations at the house, Al? Can you do you have a device that does that?
No.
How do you know that? Michael, my Mikey, who loves Jimi Hendrix, sends me him doing this, Day Tripper, just like that. We rips it up. And I said, Mike, how do you know? The Beatles? He goes, no, Jimi Hendrix played it. So I researched it, and there was a time where out of the Hit Parade, the Hit Factory, rather. I should know how old I am. The Hit Factory, where Jimmy recorded, he would go down and hang in New York, and he would pick up other musicians. And I think Stevie Winwood was one of those musicians he would bring in with him later on when he did Band of Gypsies. It's a whole Hendrix history that if you're an aficionado of that type of music in the 60s, you will understand. And they did Day Tripper. Yeah, pretty wild stuff. Thank you. But how do you know this, Al? I'm just asking.
I have the CD.
I think
I gave you. I was giving you the CD. You never took it. You left it here. So
did you? I got no CD from you, Albert. No CD.
Fine.
Where is it? Is it in the studio?
It's still
here?
In the studio. Still in the studio. Right, well, I'll get it to you.
We'll have to find it. I appreciate
it. Maybe
that.
This time around you'll take it home. I left it for you. But, yeah.
Are you kidding me? 7:30, Joe and Al and Frankie. And Debbie's going to be back
on
Monday.
That's why I'm grumpy. She'll it is. Take from me.
He didn't take my CD. You get offended. If you're Italian,
I
get offended. What are you looking at?
Another taco.
What are you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that? You get offended? You're offended. I'm offended. I'm not going to talk to you for 3 years. Are you talking to your sister yet, Al? Do you talk to your sister yet?
My mother the other night said that she wanted to kill my brother-in-law.
Oh, good. Now,
yeah,
you know,
I said, that's a good Christian.
If she was in public office, she would be arrested for that.
Well, she keeps saying, she goes, I don't really want to do it, but I'd like to choke the life out of him. I'm like, okay. All right. You don't really want to do it.
Was she hiring you as a hitman to kind of carry this out, baby?
No, I'd do it for free. But no. I'm sorry. What did you say?
7:31, Piscopo the morning. Charlie Finch is on the radio. Hi, Charlie. How you doing? Welcome back.
Joe, thanks for the shout-out on Tuesday with Curtis Ellis. You know, Stevie Winwood played on Jimi Hendrix's greatest album, Electric Ladyland.
See, Charlie? Isn't that the wildest thing? He loves Stevie Winwood, one of the great music talents of our time, for sure. And it was at the Hit Factory, right, Charlie Finch?
Yeah, then, of course, Electric Lady Studio, where Hendrix recorded over here on 8th Street in the West Village, and now a landmark round the clock. That's why... Your wonderful son, Michael, the guitarist, will have hundreds of hours to listen to going forward of yet unreleased tapes from Mr. Hendrix.
Oh, bring it on, Charlie. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention, and happy Columbus Day to all, that Cleopatra is returning to Egypt. That would be First Lady Melania Trump. You know, Jesus said that a prophet is without honor in his own country. When Jesus went back to Nazareth, where he was a carpenter, he was stoned and booed, just like the president and the first lady in our country. You want to see crowds? President Kennedy said, I came to Paris to see the first lady, Jackie Kennedy. Watch Melania in Cairo if you want to see Piscopo-like crowds. Okay, guys?
Happy
Columbus Day.
Charlie,
God bless.
God bless you, Charlie. Thanks so much for bringing that up. And I apologize. Melania Trump is doing such a beautiful job in Africa. And she's going around just meeting kids and children. And I saw something. I retweeted something. Not a word in the press about it. Charlie, thanks for bringing that up. I don't know why Melania Trump is so Jackie O, in my opinion. And I've had the privilege of actually chatting with Melania and seeing her at different events with it was Donald Trump at nonprofit events. Donald was great back then. Melania was great. This is why I don't get upset. It's fine. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. This is a very nice couple. I would see how they help that people. And Melania in Africa is monumental that she's taking this on. But boy, Frankie, is it me? I don't know. I saw one little blip in the news and that was the end of it.
Oh,
huh?
The very little coverage. Very little coverage.
This That's woman should be on the cover of every magazine. Every single magazine, for goodness sake. And they just don't do it. And why it's so sexist to me. And it's so sexist that the Democrats are looking to Melania saying, oh, well, she married this guy. We're not going to put her on any cover. And I mean, how derogatory is that toward this valiant woman now trying to help people in Africa, Frankie Fiber?
Well, you know, I actually don't hear that much criticism of Melania, even from the president's detractors. Everyone seems to be, you know, pretty up for giving her credit. I hear very, very little anti-Melania criticism out there.
But nothing. I don't see her on a magazine. I don't see something. Oh, look at this. They don't do a story on her, on who she's talking with and going into the villages of Africa. I see nothing that is a pro-Melania like that, you know?
Yeah, no,
and
that's
true. Of course,
true.
We're all obsessed with this Kavanaugh thing, you know? And as I think, we'll go to a break, and then Gary Goldberg is going to join us and tell you about your money. Albert, before you go locally, you did this story about this Route 46 shooting. Now, what happened to that? Route 46, this is like a road rage incident?
Yeah, there was it was a road rage incident. Apparently, the guy chased the guy down, took shots at him, missed him, but ended up being arrested. There was a big traffic incident. One of my friends, we met up last night, and he told me he was in the traffic for hours. I mean, it was a complete mess there.
Well, shout out to the Passaic County Sheriff's Office for taking care of that, and thank God no one was hurt. But that's right, my old neck of the woods in Route 46 in Jersey. Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Gary Goldberg is going to tell you what you can do with your money. 735 means Al Gattulo with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Final goodbyes getting underway for a 16-year-old honor student killed on a Brooklyn basketball court by a stray bullet. A wake being held today for Timmy O'Boyle. Following his death 2 weeks ago at the Chester Playground in Brownsville. His funeral is set for Saturday. 14-year-old Aaron Nathaniel is facing murder charges in the case where Obolo was not believed to be the intended target. Today is International Teachers Day, and the world is far from its goal of training 69 million new teachers by 2030. On this date in 1966, countries came together to sign the Teaching in Freedom Pact in Paris. The United Nations uses the date to promote the teaching profession, saying good teachers are still needed in many parts of the world. 25 nations celebrate Teachers Day on October 5th. In sports, Yankees starting left-hander Jay Happ in game one of their AL Division Series tonight in Boston. Boston will send ace Chris Sale to the mound. It's the first playoff meeting between the teams since 2004. Masahiro Tanaka will oppose David Price in game two tomorrow. The Predators beat the Rangers 3-2. Islanders over the Hurricanes 2-1 in overtime as the hockey season got underway last night. And Thursday night football, Patriots beat the Colts by the final of 38-24. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies and 62 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. New Jersey Transit trains with 30-minute delays into and out of New York Penn from yesterday's derailment. Delays in Queens on the Grand Central westbound from the Cross Island to Kew Gardens. That's about 30 minutes right there. Staten Island Expressway eastbound delays Slauson Avenue to across the Verrazano. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 20 minutes in at the Holland, about 30 from either approach. Crash in Newark, 280 eastbound at exit 13. Accident in Totowa, 80 westbound at exit 55. Crash with single laning on the Palisades Parkway southbound right before the state line, just the right lane gets by. And the New York State Thruway southbound is sluggish from north of exit 13 down towards the Tappan Zee. Checking your forecast today, sunny but cooler with a high of 67, clear tonight, 59 in the city. Saturday, partly sunny and 68. Sunday, partly sunny but 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Susie. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 737 right now. We want you to experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Are you tired of dealing with dummies when you buy a car? Isn't it the worst? Alright, we're old and they give you old run around and all the rigmarole. Isn't that a great word, the rigmarole? None of that. No dummies. You don't have to worry about a thing at Route 22 Toyota. You'll meet Alex Kinsella when you go over there. Alex is the general manager, prides himself on those low lease offers that I tell you about every morning. 0% APR financing. Yes, I said 0%. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Alex has taken the same smart approach that has been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. And by the way, you got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now the first five callers In the next 5 minutes, get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All you got to do is call 855-621-9949, just like that. Free multi-point inspection. Are you kidding me? Free oil change and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but this one is on us. If you call the next 5 minutes, I'll give you the 745, giving you an extra minute, 739 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle, please. Free oil change and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Stop dealing with dummies. Check out Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
You don't normally see them. They're hidden in the poor parts of town. Homeless men, women, and children. But this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi exposes the magnitude of the problem. Tens of thousands are homeless in every American city. Some used to be your neighbors. It's eye-opening. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag. But most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 7:40 right now, 20 before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. When was the last time you walked into a bank and someone personally greeted you? Most banks have tellers, right, waiting behind plexiglass for you to come to them. Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank prides itself on being different, creating a personal and memorable experience the moment you walk in. Empire State Bank has no plexiglass. They introduce pods, right? These are PODs, I'm telling you, pods. So this is like when you walk in. We were there. Frankie and I were there. We were over in Staten Island. I'll be in Brooklyn, by the way, Empire State Bank. We'll let you know about that on October 30th. But they're like teller stations where a service associate can meet and assist you with opening an account, you know, or you how to use your mobile banking app. Totally, remarkably state-of-the-art at Empire State Bank. This comes from CEO Phil Guarneri. Great guy, great guy. We had a great time at dinner with him, grounded down to earth, just trying to make banking easier for you. Phil feels you have to invest in the best people, train them differently, and make sure they love their jobs, because not only do you get great employees, but very happy customers. That would be you. It's a simple concept that the big banks overlook. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally in Staten Island, in Brooklyn, in the lower Hudson Valley. Experience it for yourself. Empire State Bank. Here is the number, 833-393-7700. 833-393-7700. Or you can go to esbna.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. Sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Inc.
Gary Goldberg is a certified financial planner, wealth management strategist. Gary, welcome back to the show. Are you in the United States of America, man?
Yeah, I'm back from Sicily. Joan and I returned last weekend, and probably about 40 pounds heavier, but other than that.
Isn't that great? I love that, man. You go into Sicily. I'm talking to my buddy Steve Perillo. I'm trying to get all the great listeners going to Italy. But I've not been to Sicily. It's magnificent, as they say. Is it not, Gary?
Particularly a city called Terramina. Yeah. Terramina is like Capri and Portofino. We could spend the rest of our lives there. If the doctor gave me a week to live, Joe, I'd spend it there.
No, you would not. You know what? I love that. So you could be an honorary Italian for Columbus Day, Gary, okay? I think you've earned it this week, man. God bless.
Garibaldi. Yeah. Garibaldi instead of Goldberg.
Yeah, I love it. Gary, the recent significant decline in the leading technology stocks is concerning a number of people. As good as the stock market's doing, is this a good time to step in and buy?
You know, Warren Buffett had a great expression, Joe: get greedy when others get scared. This decline, particularly in the tech sector, is just what the markets need. And we saw this in January, a little panic over inflation. It kind of sets the table, and that's what's going on now. Yesterday, the bond market got crushed, and the yields on 10-year treasuries went up a lot, and that spooks the market. So the ideal approach for a money management firm, and we are one with 40-some-odd years of experience, the ideal approach is you get greedy when others get scared, and you have your buy list, and you make sure you invest in quality company. Don't speculate. We don't believe in speculating, for example, in the cannabis stocks or in bitcoins. Quality companies with dividends. We, of course, as you know, like variable annuities. So these are opportunities. Don't get spooked.
How long can this stock market sustain, Gary Goldberg?
Well, it's going to sustain, in our opinion, certainly through 2019. And what we do is we're looking at what the Federal Reserve is doing. The Federal Reserve last week, while I was in Sicily, said they're not concerned about inflation. And if the Fed is not concerned about inflation, Joe, we are not either, because inflation causes recessions. And they are not forecasting much higher interest rate bumps, no recessions. And you wait for these dips to occur. A lot of them are triggered by computers, Joe. 40% of the market is algorithmic trading. So when yesterday the bond market got crushed, the traders on computers just sold. And that's an opportunity, in my opinion, and our firm's opinion.
Gary Goldberg with Piscopo in the Morning. Gary, the cryptocurrencies, we talked to our friend Johnny Tobacco about that. He likes it. We follow it. We're not sure. Is it real? Do you deal with cryptocurrencies at all, Gary?
No, and I get asked about it a lot. My answer is, if you want to gamble, catch a plane to Las Vegas. You'll watch a show and get catered to. We don't gamble with our clients' money. Most of our clients, Joe, are retired or soon to be retired. They want income for life. They want pass on a legacy. That's our approach. We've been doing it since 1972, as you know. And I should add, we manage more money than 90% of the firms in the United States of America, Joe, excluding pension funds and bank trust departments. So our client base counts on us.
Gary's going to tell you how you can reach out to Gary personally. But I have to ask you, Gary, about this book. You finished a book on entrepreneurship. Who's this book designed to help?
It is therefore the average person. So many people have thirsted or dreamt of becoming an entrepreneur. They didn't know how to go about pursuing that dream, Joe. And I can relate to those people because I was that person. I started 4 decades ago, and I cover it in the book, with $5,000 of my own savings. And I achieved, obviously, some financial success. I decided to write a book. And it's how people can do it, how they can raise money, how they treat other people, what it is that they need to do to reach financial success. So it's my legacy in the book, human interest stuff, and at the same time, what you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur. And the net profits are going to the St. Jude Children's Research Center. I am very proud of the book, and it's got some great testimonials. May I share who the testimonials are from?
Please be so kind.
First of all, Steve Forbes, Suzanne Summers, Danny Wegman, and Joe Piscopo.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Please don't forget to tip your waitresses. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's great. I love Gary. That's great. Listen, it's very exciting because you know this better than anybody, man. So this is the book, and we're going to let you know as it comes out. We're going to let you know listening.
It's out now, Joe. People can go to Amazon. It's called
Great.
How Badly Do You Want It? Badly Do You Want It? Because entrepreneurship is an ocean. It's not a lake. It can shake you up, but how badly do you want it? We'll teach you or your kids or friends of yours how to become an entrepreneur and how to maintain it. I've done it for 42 years.
It's officially out. Gary, how can we find you, my friend?
1-800-377-5757. I will take your calls. 1-800-377-5757. And I love talking to you from this side of the ocean.
I know. Gary Garibaldi Goldberg. We love it, Gary. Thank you. And happy Columbus Day.
Thanks,
Gary Goldberg.
Steffi, I appreciate it.
There it is. Thanks, Gary Goldberg. There it is. Picking it up. I love it. Oh, we got to get over there.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bye, Joe.
Thanks, Gary. Love to Joan. Gary Goldberg right there. Hey, 877-970-2999. We got to go to a break, but Hank is waiting, and Hank is a dedicated listener, and I'd like to bring him to the airwaves. Oh, there he is. Mike is down. Hank, how you doing? What's on your mind, brother?
Good morning. Keith Ablow very eloquently described Professor Ford. I would have just said she's tout de bat, but that's me. Now, I don't know if this is in fact, but we could use this situation with Kavanaugh, I believe, to our advantage. Why can't we have all finalists for Congress, Senator, presidency, and the judges be vetted prior to their election or appointment? Yeah. Not afterwards, but prior.
Yeah, I agree.
This may scare off some of these guys if they got a background that
absolutely
they don't want to come out later on?
Hank, I'm so glad you brought that up. And by the way, Hank, thank you for your service as a United States Marine. And thanks for always listening to the show, Hank, and love to you and your family. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you're ever in front of, I was hoping Judge Kavanaugh would do this, but you don't have the time and you don't want to be rude. But for every one of those senators skewing you, I mean, skewering, just going after you, railing on you, saying, lying about you, and go, watching this circus. You should, if you're the one that's up for a position in an administration, you should have, excuse me, dirt on every single one that's up there, and then throw it right back in the face. God forgive me. That's the Italian coming out. Yeah, I could see, when I look and I think and I see everybody, Kamala Harris or Corey or everybody, no, people in glass houses, man. You can't throw stones the way they did. Everybody's got some kind of secret. And you're right, they should all be vetted out, but they're not. They're not, especially if they're, you know, if they're from the left, they're not going to be vetted out. But if you are going to be, because I talk to people, I see so many people that are qualified to go within the administration, they don't want to go anywhere near public service now. And even for yours truly, man, I'm thinking, you know, but Joe, you got to run. You got to get in there. We got to clean this out. I don't know that I want to deal with all this. Do I need you? Who are you to ask me about my life? Tell me about your life. Time to turn it around. That's a good phone call, Hank, and you're right on the money. Piscopo in the morning, 751 right now on AM 970 The Answer. Susie Cerona's out there checking traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
And, Joe, we've got an accident in Queens on the Grand Central Westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. It's got the right lane blocked. Big delays with that. And in Brooklyn, still this crash on the BQE northbound at the Gowanus Canal. Center lane out on the BQE northbound. That's a good 10-minute delay. Inbound, George, 40 to 45 for the upper, about 30 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20 to 25. In at the Holland, 30 from either approach. Alternate side is in effect. New Jersey Transit running with 30-minute delays into and out of New York Penn due to yesterday's derailment. There is no longer any cross-honoring. Accident in East Brunswick, Route 18 north at Tyce's Lane. Crash in Newark, 280 east when at exit 13. Totowa accident cleared on 80 west when at exit 55. The crash on the Palisades Parkway southbound at the state line gone. Crash on the Springbrook southbound by Jackson Avenue. That's in the right lane. The three-way southbound is slow from north of exit 13 into Westchester. And a crash in Massapequa, southern state westbound at Broadway, left lane out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to Shark Street Radio, The Future of Real Estate, every Sunday morning starting at 11 to hear former CEO of Property Shark, Bill Staniford, fill you in on the latest in real estate technology. Shark Street Radio focuses on the key challenges the real estate industry faces today and how advancements in technology can help. Listen as Bill interviews industry leaders challenging their perspective on the best and worst facets of New York's real estate industry. That's Shark Street Radio, Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-467-1443. That's 800-467-1443. 800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Hi, how are you? 7:54. What are you doing tomorrow night? What are you doing tomorrow night? Are you going to go to the Saccone Theater with me? Come on. You going to see Dominic? You going to see Dominic Caynes in person, live on stage, telling his personal stories, singing popular songs, especially with his own original songs, too? As we go into Columbus Day, I will be there. This is October 6th, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. I will be your humble host for Dominic Caynes in person at the Saccone Theater, which is a great intimate theater. It is. I saw Tony LoBianco. He did a Little Flower over there when he brilliantly portrayed Fiorella LaGuardia. And it is a great theater. I performed there, I think twice I did shows there, right at the Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College. Again, very easy to get to in Paramus, New Jersey. Now, tomorrow night, Dominic Caynes. He was in London. He's doing a series. This guy is a legend. You know him. I mean, in a popular pop culture way, you know him as Uncle Junior from The Sopranos, Johnny Ola from The Godfather. How great it was to hear him tell those stories with Al Pacino, right? And Francis Ford Coppola, or Leander Whitlock from Boardwalk Empire. You forget, right? But I know Dominic as a great vocalist, a great musician, and with great heart. And you don't want to miss him on stage tomorrow at the Saccone Theater. I will be there, 7:30 p.m., to introduce this great Italian-American actor, Dominic Caynes, live in person at the Saccone Theater, 7:30. Please go to tickets.bergen.edu, tickets.bergen.edu, or 201-447-7428.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lundberg is a marathon man, meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you on this fine Friday?
Oh, it's good. It's Friday, man. It's nonstop action. The fall's nuts. It's been nuts for me. You know, summer and the fall. So a couple of weeks, it'll slow down as we go into Thanksgiving. I can't wait for Thanksgiving. But, you know what?
What, 6 weeks away or something like that?
Yeah, I know. So I'm kind of burning the candle at both ends till then. But you know what? It's been, you know what I like, Joey? It's been warm. And I don't have to bring a coat. And I don't have to put a hat on my head. And I have to bundle up. I can go in and out and not worry about it. Tell me. We got another warm day today, Joey.
Well, it's not going to be warm today, but the warmth is not far away. I mean, mid to upper 60s today, probably upper 60s tomorrow. Then we jump right back to almost 80 on Sunday. So it does get warm again, and I think much of next week is going to be warm but humid, our kind of weather.
82 on Sunday, I'm seeing. That is great. And how many miles? How many? Now, today you're going to go out? You
today,
like this?
No, I'm not. I'm traveling today. I'm heading to Salisbury, Maryland for the Seagull Century tomorrow. It's 100 miles. 100 miles tomorrow.
Wait a minute. So you're going to drive the car down. Yep. Where are you going, Joe?
Salisbury, Maryland.
And then you drive down, you take your bike, right?
Yep.
And then how many miles are you going to do?
It'll be 100 miles tomorrow.
Tomorrow you do 100 miles?
Yeah, tomorrow.
What time's it start in the morning?
Yeah, probably about 7:30. I'll be done by 1 o'clock.
You're an animal. Joey, you're an animal. I love that, man. And everybody asks me about you.
It's going to be great. I'm hoping to set a record tomorrow, my personal best.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
The fastest I can do it.
What, like 10 hours?
No. I'm hoping to be done in like 4 hours, 45 minutes.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
World-class athlete. Joe, we love you, man.
No,
thank you.
Just now, you stop it.
All right, Joey Lundberg right there. People ask me, Joe Lundberg, was he really almost 300 pounds? He really was. And now he's like a world-class athlete. Representative Tom MacArthur. from New Jersey's third will join us on the air. Jeffrey Lyons, Mr. Mike Gallagher, Elias Huzamadine, you don't want to miss. Steve Adubato, Mary Papayo's going to give us some sports analysts. And you at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo with Alan Frank from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
60 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are saying a woman found wandering the streets of Norwood earlier this week has been identified. Her family, who has yet to name her publicly, says she's from Philadelphia. She had originally told police she was involved in a traffic accident in Washington State a year ago and has been walking ever since. The woman's daughter says they recognized her through a photo posted to Facebook by cops and are now on their way to New Jersey to pick her up. The reality TV star, known as The Situation, will learn his punishment for tax evasion today. Michael Sorrentino will be sentenced at a federal court in Newark after being found guilty of hiding money from the IRS. Prosecutors say the Manalapan, New Jersey native, who's known for his role on Jersey Shore, made millions from television appearances and other gigs, but didn't pay all taxes owed. The charge could mean years in prison. Sorrentino's attorney is hoping his client avoids jail time.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.